Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Lois Heron, writer and blogger from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Lois Heron shares what God has been doing in her life.
Greetings, friends. Today's reading from the seventh chapter of the book of Acts is a nail biter, the first recorded martyrdom of the early church. Saint Stephen was the chosen to be the go-to apostle for that moment in the early church's history. Why Saint Stephen? Well, we understand from the chapter preceding today's reading that Saint Stephen was a deacon of the infant church, and he was known for being wise, full of faith and the Holy Spirit. It was written of him that he was full of grace and power, doing great wonders and signs among the people. In short, he was a holy man who knew who he was, to whom he belonged, and what he was about. Saint Stephen inspires me as I try to live my faith. As I considered the reading for today, there were some takeaways for me that I'm hoping will help to increase my own faith as I strive in my fidelity to our Savior. Here's just a few. The interchange between the unbelieving countryman and Stephen begins with some harsh words. Stephen said to the people, the elders, and the scribes, "You stiff-necked people." Well, I'm pretty sure that that's not the best way to make friends and influence enemies, right? The problem for the people in their reaction was that he was declaring about them what they had heard before, because throughout the Old Testament, the Lord often referred to Israel as stiff-necked because of their constant waywardness and forgetting to remember who they were, the chosen people of God. No wonder these first century Jews were infuriated with Saint Stephen's summation of their actions. As I think of my own life, regretfully, I'm uncomfortably aware of some of my own stiff-necked leanings. There have been times when I've been seized by rigid, stiff-necked stubbornness, convinced of my own perspective, or by hard-heartedness against someone who didn't align with my way of thinking. I'm not proud of those moments. But even more bothersome to me is when I allow myself to be seized by my own posture before the Lord. When I spend too much effort on looking to the right and to the left, looking behind me, keeping my head down to look at what's around me. When I choose only to see the distractions around me, I'm too easily flummoxed into inertia and doubt. That bothers me, and I don't believe I'm alone in it. So what does the Lord whisper to me, to us, when we get stuck in that posture? Something from Proverbs 4 stands out to me. Lois, guard your heart with all diligence, for from it flows springs of life. Let your eyes look forward. Fix your eyes straight ahead. Make a level path for your feet, and all your ways will be sure. Do not swerve to the right or to the left. Turn your feet away from evil. That would be a good lesson learned. We also see in St. Stephen's response to the misguided accusations of the crowd surrounding him an example for us all when we are locked in our regrets about the past or our fears of rejection or when we're too prideful to change our mind about something. What Stephen chose to do is what we need to do. He looked up. The scripture says, "But Stephen, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked up intently to heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And Stephen said, 'Behold, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God.'" Saint Stephen was so convinced that the Lord's presence surrounded him that his natural response to the fray around him was to look into the eyes of his Savior. Saint Stephen's vision beyond the perilous reality led him to where he was headed, and he stayed the course. Oh, Lord, help us all. We know that St. Stephen's life did not end well by man's standards. Some would even surmise that he failed. However, we know the rest of the story. He joined the many martyred saints because he stood firm on the truth of history and refused to allow what was happening to him in his persecutions to detract him from the truth. At the end, St. Stephen's words live on as a response for the church, for me, for you, as we live in a society that grinds its teeth at truth with a stiff-necked opposition. In spite of the fear and anger we may feel as we too are surrounded by a mad crowd, we must persevere. Is courage to do what is right a challenge for you? St. Stephen's last plea to the Lord infused him with courage to endure. He had already been filled with the Spirit of the Lord, and he knew his destination was not determined by the crowd. No, he knew and he saw Jesus was standing ready, arms open to receive his Spirit. And he responded, "Lord Jesus, receive my Spirit." Lord, transform our spirits with confidence in the truth that you are waiting to receive our spirits in every moment. We only have to let go of our grip on self-preservation. We desire the faith, wisdom, and integrity of St. Stephen, but you know how stiff-necked we can be about our own ideas, rights, and privileges. Forgive us when we'd rather tune into the voices of our society than listen to your truth, beauty, and goodness. Would you restore a right spirit within us? Lord, when we walk the life of path with a wobble from always looking back to what has happened rather than looking forward into your eyes, help us to fix the gaze of our eyes upon you. Saint Stephen, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.